Any song I like is always Timbaland.
I know, it really is, right?
Actually, no, who is this, Jacob? Can you tell us? It's The Pack. And it's the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Luke Burbank.
I'm Allison Stewart.
All right, if Mike Tyson's middle names were Oscar and Stanley, his initials would, think about this, be M-O-S-T. You know why that matters, Allison? God, we are just stretching here. We got to come up with like 365 ways to introduce this segment, which we need to call the most. We bring in the most emailed, the most viewed, the most printed out stories off of the internets. So we put them together for you in a segment that, as I've already spelled for you, is called The Most.
First up, editor Trisha McKinney, who loves this story.
Yeah. Oh, that's why we were doing initials.
Yeah.
In the intro.
I guess. I don't know. Anyway, this is
You're only the editor.
Yeah, whatever. this is one of the most emailed stories on USA Today, and it's called Blame Game, My Name Made Me Do It. It's about a study that psychologists in marketing at Yale and the University of California, San Diego, my alma mater, They have a study about the unconscious influence of names having a negative consequence on your life. So I know that's a little complicated. Here we go. Apparently, if you're an MBA student and your name begins with C or D, you're likely to get lower grades than if your name begins with A or B. And if you're a Major League Baseball player whose first or last name begins with the letter K, which means strikeout, you are more likely to strike out. And this is being published in the December issue of Psychological Science.
I call bunk on this.
I totally smell a rat. I mean, it seems to be so inconsistent. Like,
yes.
I mean, it's not like if you're – there was a study someone was talking about in the meeting about – at one point people were saying if your initials spelled B-A-D or something, then you would sort of have a shorter life expectancy.
Yes.
But this sounds totally random. Like, and if you're a fisherman and your second middle name initial is S –
Well, it's kind of based on this other bunch of studies that talk about the name letter effect. It's that are supposedly causes people to make life choices based on names that resemble their own. So, if your name starts with a T, you're more likely to buy a Toyota and stuff like that. You know, you're likely to live in a state or a city resembling your name, have a career resembling your name, or marry someone whose last name begins with the same letter as yours. None of which applies to my life.
I'd say, but you know what? Since we have you on the mic, can we get a little Australian Santa?
Ho, ho, ho.
Thank you.
Now say Tina Sparkle.
Tina Sparkle.
That's beautiful.
We love that. We're always
Thank
going
you,
to
Trish.
That. Thank you, Trisha. That's Thanks. From yesterday's most, by the way.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what we do on this show is we take the – like, you know how when parents teach you how to swim, some actually put you in swimming lessons and with water wings. Some just throw you in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we did with our friend Angela.
Angela is a brand new producer, and we mean – About 2 days.
Yeah, like she's literally been here for like 12 hours. And she's already producing hundreds of segments.
Yeah,
and
really.
Here with the most entry. Hi, Angela.
Hello.
Where's this from?
So this is the most emailed story on BBC News, which is a strange spotting in a UK lake. And it was not the Loch Ness Monster, but a little red squirrel. And it was spotted about 300 yards from the shore. And he was just squirrel paddling when a group of tourists
Sneaked that right in.
Saw him and put out a rope, and the little squirrel hopped on and hitched a ride back to the shore. And a local red squirrel group leader, which there is a local district red squirrel group in this area of Ullswater, said that this is the first time in his 15 years of studying red squirrels that he's ever seen anything like it.
I wonder what drove this little squirrel to...
I wonder if he lost his water skis.
Oh.
Is what it was. He was out there.
He was
in his
out
little
there,
boat.
Got stuck.
Good one, Ron Burgundy.
His name is Nutty the Squirrel. He's 3 years old and he water skis. I love that movie. Angela, well done.
Yeah, Angela,
job,
welcome.
Angela.
Welcome to the pool.
Well,
good job.
Yes.
Rachel.
Okay, my turn. I'm going to tell you guys about this story. It's the second most emailed on the New York Times. It's Maureen Dowd's column this week. And she wants to kind of bring it back to politics and talk about Hillary. I don't think that's the most important part. The most important part is this study that she profiles by this guy named Ray Fisman, who's at Columbia. He's an economics professor. He did this 2-year study published last year about dating. And basically, the results kind of bore out that scene in Sex and the City. If anyone watched this, Miranda goes speed dating. And when she tells people she's a lawyer, they're not so much into her. But as soon as she says she's a flight attendant, they're all, ooh, you're sexy. You're a flight attendant.
Is Miranda the one whose face looks like a foot? Which one's that?
I don't think so. That's mean.
Who's the?
I think you're trying to make some statement about it helps to be perhaps physically
attractive. I don't know the name of the characters.
Her face does not look like a foot. She's the redhead.
Oh, okay, that's different. She's, I think Sarah Jessica Parker.
I think she's attractive. Anyway,
it
the whole gist
of this. Took me 30 seconds to even respond to that.
Is that men like women who are smart, but not super smart, and they like them when they're ambitious, but not too ambitious.
So that's the Maureen Dowd column.
That's the Maureen Dowd column. Yeah.
My most is the most searched term on Technorati, and it's Liberty Dollar. Technorati checks out all the blogs. The blogosphere on fire because this Liberty Dollar was out of Evansville. It was a private voluntary barter currency. They'd made up their own currency for the past 7 years, and the federal government finally had it. And they went in and they raided the offices yesterday morning. They also raided the where they kept the dyes for the Liberty Dollars out in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And one of the reasons it's...
It does not surprise me that was being done in Idaho.
But one of the reasons it's also gotten quite a bit of traction on the blogs is that the Liberty Dollars, they put out a Ron Paul dollar over the summer. So 2 tons of Ron Paul dollars were seized. So stay tuned to about the FBI Secret Service raid on the Liberty Dollars.
We're about to find out that when he raised $4 million in one day, 2.5 was Liberty Dollars.
I think we may have to break out this story. I'm actually really fascinated by this.
We'll get to that.
Okay, so that does it for this edition of The Most. Tricia, Angela, Rachel, thank you.